I'm going to say a few words and then we can chat. So, I feel I should say a little something. Shama Rupa Das mentioned about the opportunity that has been made available to both myself and Jayadwita Swami to assist our Divine Master Srila Prabhupada in fulfilling his desires to spread his knowledge of Krishna consciousness to others. I appreciate that attention was given to myself as having that opportunity, but actually it's not an exclusive right or opportunity that's been given just to me, but it's been given to anybody who wishes to take up that which he's given for the welfare of everyone. Only thing he asked us was just to accept wholeheartedly that which was he was offering us. And there's no unique qualification to accept wholeheartedly, especially considering the fact that he gave us, what he gave us was subtractive. And he gave us Krishna. And Krishna is all attractive. And therefore, to accept it wholeheartedly, of course, initially, at least speaking for myself, I can't say I accepted it wholeheartedly. In fact, as I mentioned last time I was here, I'm still trying to make progress in completing that wholehearted experience which he came to give me. But I can't say one thing, and as I mentioned also last time I was here, that after 43 years of endeavoring to accept that which he's given to me, I've never found a reason to not accept. And that's what's made it so attractive. And that's what enabled me to increase more and more the offering of my heart, because when you say wholeheartedly, it means giving your whole heart. So it's not just an adjective we use to describe or emphasize you know, a superlative effort to do something, but actually it means giving your whole heart. And giving one's own whole heart really is a major sacrifice, unless we actually have a good cause to give it to. And my experience is that Srila Prabhupada never gave me any other excuse except to accept it wholeheartedly. And because the more I take that which he gave me, the more I experience that there's more of my heart that I can give to what he's given to me. And as I said, that's not some kind of an exclusive right I have simply because I happen to be fortunate enough to be around when he was around. He's so kindly made himself so accessible through his followers and through his books, and he's really made himself accessible by his method of distributing Krishna consciousness, which centered around the distribution of Krishna's name. Krishna's name being non-different from Krishna is very attractive. And if you simply go on chanting his name, more and more of Krishna becomes revealed to those who sincerely, wholeheartedly give themselves to accepting that name that Srila Prabhupada came to give us. He chanted it purely. He didn't expect anything in return. He came only to give. And because he fully appreciated the value of the name when he chanted it and tasted it, by his tasting it, he made it very attractive. An example is given, just like when Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken by Shukadeva Goswami, then Shukadeva Goswami spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam, which was Krishna's pastimes, and by his recitation and by his realization and by his purity, he made it even sweeter. Just when a parrot bites into a fruit and the fruit actually becomes sweeter. So in the same way, when Krishna's devotee tastes and relishes Krishna's name, he doesn't do it simply for his own relishment, but actually that's how he distributes it. He makes it very attractive, Krishna's name attractive, although Krishna's name attractive without any other requirement. But still, when a devotee comes and gives it selflessly, experiences the taste and says, "Here, please, just take." And in fact, Srila Prabhupada told us that when Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, Krishna, a well-known verse, he states in Bhagavad Gita, "Sarvadhamam paritya jamam ekam sharanam raja," where Krishna says he wants Arjuna to abandon all varieties of religion and to surrender unto me. And so when Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, he established a certain condition, that first you surrender. And he says, "Then I'll deliver you from all sinful reactions, Mahasuchaha, do not fear." But Krishna decided to come again, especially in this age of Kali, and he actually cut out that condition. And when he appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he cut out the condition and said, "Here, as Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself," he said, "just take." Condition removed. Yeah. Just take. And because Krishna's name and Krishna are not different, Krishna's name is very sweet. Of course, our acharyas, like Upa Goswami, says that although the holy name, form, pastimes of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet, like sugar, but one who's been afflicted by the jaundice of avidya cannot taste anything sweet, because that's the nature of jaundice. Sugar tastes very bitter, but it's the cure. He says that, therefore, if one very carefully goes on chanting this sweet name every day, then what happens is that the natural relish becomes awakened, and the disease destroyed at the root. So he compares that if one's not fully tasting that sweetness, it's because there's still some residual effects, whatever degree, of the jaundice of avidya. Avidya means ignorance. So one who's been afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, he cannot fully taste the sweetness of Krishna's name. But if one carefully goes on chanting, just goes on chanting, that's why I said for myself, I've had no reason to not go on chanting. Just no reason. I've looked for it. Can't find one. Can't find one. And that's Srila Prabhupada's kindness. He left. Left us with no opportunity to find excuses, because he relished Krishna's name and he very, very purely was purely motivated. We saw, that was the one thing I can say I had the advantage to see. I can say I was here. I saw it. I saw how Prabhupada distributed. I saw how pleased Prabhupada was when we chanted. How happy he was to see us chant. And I saw how he, you know, he drove us to heights, unimaginable heights, just by his smile, because he was so happy to see us chanting. So that I saw with these eyes. And I remember I always give this example in Mayapur in 1976 when Srila Prabhupada was circumambulating the deities of Radha Madhava in our temple room there. It was a small temple room at the time. He would always circumambulate the deities and he would stop and ring the bell. It was a bell. It was right next to the altar. And I remember going around as he was circumambulating, all of us would follow him and with a kirtan. And Prabhupada would stop with the bell and he would start pulling it slowly and then start pulling it faster with one hand. And with his other hand, he would raise his hand like this to tell us to, you know, to jump, to dance. With a big smile on his face. You know, and when Prabhupada would do that, we would, you know, crack our heads in the seat. He made us dance. Not because he was forcing us to, but because he was smiling. He was so happy to see us dancing and chanting. That was his pleasure, seeing us happy. It's his pleasure. That's Vaishnavi, it's paradukaduki. His happiness is not based on his own experience of happiness. His happiness is on seeing others happy. Well, that's what made Krishna consciousness so attractive to me. That's what made the holy name so attractive to me, is coming from him and seeing him as such a vibrant, perfect example that it made me, it left me defenseless. Couldn't find an excuse to stop chanting. And although he departed in 1977, what's 38 years ago, his legacy continues. And anyone who is eager to taste and take part in chant with this kind of wholehearted enthusiasm, they can serve Prabhupada also and give what he came to give us. It's not my or anyone else's exclusive right. But Chaitanya himself said, I've come to distribute these fruits. How many can I distribute myself? I can't do it alone. He asked everyone, taste these fruits yourself and then distribute and give it to others. So that's what we're trying to do. Somehow live up to Prabhupada's expectation and live for his smile. There's more I could say, but this is just a few words to share from my heart.
Haribol.
Haribol.
Prabhupada ki jai.